Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we're so grateful, just so thankful for allowing us to see another day. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, yes. And to God be the glory for the great things he's done and the great things he's about to do. As I tell you every week, you know, how much to pray for. We can see our nation is really in the need of prayer even more now. Remember, we got wars and rumors of wars going on. You know, we need to pray for Israel and pray for our nation. You know, they sent our troops in, and I know they were saying that, you know, there's, you know, Dinah was saying there was not going to be a war or anything, but you're sending the troops in, and today, what was it? It was the beginning of a war again. So I'm telling you, you know, we got so much to pray for and seek God like never before. Jesus did answer y'all. I'm telling you, there's a, you know, it's just a praying time. You know, our nation is going wild. It's like everything is upside down. Right is now wrong, and wrong is now right. And you know, you hear me say this from time to time, you know, that our nation has forgotten God, you know. And I know that, you know, some say, well, this has not been a Christian nation, but this was a nation that had Christian values. You know, we prayed, we seek God. We praise, we worship, we did all the things. We had values, we had morals, we had principles, you know. We cared about one another, but the love of many has waxed cold. Like the Bible has warned us that the love of many will wax cold. Look at your home today. You know, look at your family today. You know, the love of many has waxed cold. You know, as I said, probably on my other blog, you know, I mean, people are no longer loving your family members. I mean, your daughters against their mothers, and fathers against their sons, and sisters and brothers and against one another. And, you know, and friends that you thought you had for years, you begin to see that they're betraying you. You know, we're just living in a sad time like never before. And like I say, you know, and then listening to, you know, the war that's taking place over there in Israel, how, you know, they have captured some, you know, the our citizens from the United States as well. I think they just let some go today, but, you know, it's a praying time, y'all. They was out there shooting, and, you know, mother, she was carrying her child, and they shot her in the back and beheaded her child. We over here in America, oh, my God. I mean, we seeking things and fame and fortune and houses and cars, and people are losing their lives for the sake of Christ. You know, for loving God, you know, oh, my God, we need to wake up, y'all, wake up. You know, things are not like they were before. You know, getting down to the wire, you know, Jesus is soon to come. And I know, you know, people don't believe that Jesus is coming. People don't believe that, you know, that the mark of the beast is being set in place and the Antichrist is being set in place, and people just don't believe the word of God any longer, you know. But that don't mean that the word has changed. That don't mean that it's not true because you don't believe it. Don't mean that it's not true. On today, I'm just so disturbed, as I say every time I come on, you know, there's so much going on, even, you know, in our communities and in your communities. And, you know, always so much to pray about violence, filling the land. Violence ain't going nowhere now. And the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said he come to give us life and that life more abundant. Y'all better wake up. We all need to wake up and lay aside every weight. The Bible said lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset. The city was set back, you know, and, you know, the Bible said, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. I'm telling you, the trumpet is being blown and people are not paying attention to the sound. You know how sometimes you hear an alarm go off and you sometimes you just hit it. And I ain't listening to that alarm. Just hit it and act like it don't exist. But I'm telling you, it's a praying time. I love the Lord for real here at the Ready Church, and we just want to make a difference. As I say, every time I come on, I just want to make a difference in people's life. Want to shake you and awaken you to truth. Want to shake you and awaken you to the things that's happening around about you. Shake you and awaken you to, you know, to pay attention. To pay attention in this last hour. Jesus is coming, y'all. And there's going to be a departure, you know. You say, well, you know, these my children. And you just, you know, whatever your children say, you just go along with it. And whatever your husband say, you just go along with it. But this is a personal journey here that you're going to have to take and give an account. You know, you listen to other people instead of listening to the voice of God. And he talks to us all, you know. You ain't always with your partner, you know. God is talking to you. He's shaking it. He's trying to shake you. And the Bible says he's shaking everything that can be shaken. And only those things that that is his going to remain in this last hour. Because he said everything is going down but the word of God. Well, yeah, we here at Ready Church, as I said, we just want to make a difference. I see so many people committing suicide. I was looking at an article today. The young lady, she kept crying out for help. And, you know, she had two little kids. They're so pretty. Oh, my God. And she was a beautiful young lady as well. And she went and killed both of her little children. They little babies. She killed them and then went and jumped over the bridge herself. Oh, my God, I tell you, it just disturbs me to see all the things that's taking place in our nation and then looking. And there was another article, you know, talking about mineral tattoos, which is like a ritual tattoos where, you know, people are now, when you cremating their loved ones, and then they you go to the tattoo parlor and they take your dead loved ones and dip it in ink and then put it inside of your flesh. I'm telling you, it's so much going on. Oh, my God, and they say you have to be very careful with that because, you know, it's contaminated and you got to put it through some type of machine that they have to put it through in order to filter out the, make sure that you don't get any infection in you. I'm telling you, it's a lot of stuff taking place, you know, the signs of the time all around about us, y'all. Yeah, it's called ritual tattoos. And then I listen to some of these ex-witches and ex-wizards and stuff that say they don't understand why the Christians are celebrating Halloween. And now they were demonic and working in the demonic realm, and they know, you know, what it's all about. And then they want to know what's wrong with the church. But I tell you, it's trick-or-treat every day. You either get tricked or you get treated today. You know, it ain't just once a year, you know, but trick or treat every day. So you have to watch and pray, because the devil is trying to kill every day. He's trying to steal every day. You know, it's so much. As I say, we here to read a church. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. But I love the Lord, and I'm trying to make people be aware of the things that's taking place around about you, and trying to let you know that the enemy, he don't love you. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. As the Bible says in John 10:10, he come to kill, steal, and to destroy your life. And he's doing his job, you know, but is the church doing their job? The church has failed, you know, because they are no longer seeking God, and they're no longer going after the heart and the things of God. We got so mixed up and, you know, with the world, and, you know, now the world is in the church, and it's just, that's why people commit suicide. They can't even go to the church. Because the pastor is committing fornication and adultery and cussing. And so they figure that the world and the church is like the world. So they don't feel like they have nowhere to turn. But God still got some people that's still standing for holiness, standing for righteousness, you know. And this was what is lost today, holiness and repentance in the church. You don't hear nothing about holiness, and you don't hear nothing about repentance. They saying there God's doing a new thing, out with the old and in with the new. God is no longer doing what he did 20, 30, and 40 years ago. He's doing a new thing. And the word of God said he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he's the same, then who is this that's telling you these lies? There's these lying prophets and lying preachers telling you that God is doing a new thing, out with the old and in with the new. The Bible says he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. So we need to stand on God's word and stand on his promises in this last hour. It's the only thing going to keep you. It's the only thing going to deliver you. It's the only thing going to set you free is God's word. And everything is going down but his word today. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, you know. And I was reading, you know, how Paul had told Timothy, which, you know, was his spiritual son in the Lord. You know, he was warning him. He said, you know, telling him that don't forget what your grandmother Eunice and Lois and your mother Eunice taught you, you know. You know, told him to hold on to the faith and stand in sound doctrine, sound teaching, and don't forget what God has done for you, you know, and continue to preach that same word, you know. And these preachers are supposed to be mentors to other young men. I listen and I see out there with, you know, so many people following T.D. Jakes and following Carlton Pierce saying that, you know, there's no more hell. And all, I tell you, the church is just messed up. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for your angels that encamp all around about us, keeping us safe in every way in these last and evil days. God, help us to walk in righteousness. Help us to walk in holiness, oh God. Help us to repent, oh God. Help us to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us in this last hour. God, help us to minister to those that are going through mental illness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Your word said that you are a mind regulator, and you said you would keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in you, God. You are only hope, oh God. You still an answer for the world today. Above you, oh God, there is no other way. We just thank you, God, for you are still the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over families, over marriages, over husbands, over wives, where the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy your relationship. We want to plead the blood of Jesus over sickness and disease in your body on today. Though he is the Lord, that God that heals thee. We speak Exodus 15:26. He said, none of those diseases that were brought upon the Egyptians shall be brought upon us as we walk in righteousness. Lord, help us to walk in righteousness. God, we speak Jeremiah 3 and 17 on today. We claim every scripture, oh God, on healing today to our bodies today. God, we stand on your word on today, God, because you said heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of your word shall pass. And we thank you for it on today. God, minister to us, oh God, that we may minister to those around about us in this last hour, those that have gotten off the right path. God, we pray that they will get back on the straight and narrow path. God, we pray for those that have lost their love, oh God, for the things of God and for your word, oh God, and not seeking and praying and fasting like they once did, oh God. We pray that they will return to their first love before time is too late. We pray for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, that you will minister to them through the word of God on today, that you will unstop their deaf ears and their eyes to see that these are the signs of the time and you are soon to come. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I'm telling you, he's still Lord of Lords. He's still King of Kings. And we thank him on today because we know that his word is going to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We pray for these pastors on today. We look around and I tell you, the pastors are not doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be watchmen on the wall for your soul. They're supposed to be gatekeepers all in the house of God on today. But I tell you, so many things have come into the house of God. Wolves and sheep clothing. Oh, yes, have come and scattered God away from the word of God, away from truth. And now, you know, the church is in a terrible state. We need to repent. Repent, every one of us. Repent before time is too late. Turn back. Run back to God before time is too late. Honestly, pay attention. People have lost their love and, you know, and your faith in God that you had. You know, and the Bible said that, you know, Paul was telling Timothy that don't forget what your parents told you. A lot of us have forgotten what our mothers and fathers have taught us in the way of righteousness through the word of God. You know, everybody got to give an account. You got to give an account. I got to give an account. Everybody going to give an account to God one day. You're going to stand before God by yourself and give an account of what you've done in this life. This life prepares you for the next life. You know, you can be born again, renewed in your mind, renewed in your spirit on today. The Bible, you know, tells us, you know, to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you, set you back. Oh, yes. We don't want to be like no lukewarm Christian. You know, we want to be on fire for God. We want to minister life to people so they won't, you know, get out here and kill themselves. And, you know, the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. You know, and I know something well, if they kill themselves, they going to make it to heaven because everybody's saying, they, you know, you can live like the devil now and you're still going to make it to heaven. And that ain't what the word of God said. You know, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The pay for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. What the Bible says in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, look, it said, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside. Every weight, you know, it's like, you know, when you pick up like 100, 200 pounds, you know, weights, you know, they heavy. The Bible said the same thing about sin. It said, let us lay aside. You got to do it. Lay aside. Get rid of it. You know, the sin that's holding you, the sin that's bounding you up, the sin that's yoking up your life. You trying to be like somebody else, you know, it's not being like God wants you to be. You know, you're looking at what other people got and what other people doing, and you want to be like them. Oh, no, no, no. You ought to want to be like Jesus. Oh, it's an end to this thing. Everybody want to be rich and famous, and they brought in this prosperity. And I tell you, it really has messed up the church, messed up the body of Christ. But the Bible says here in Hebrews 12:1-2, said, and let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets you, ensnare you, trap you, get you to turn away from God. He said, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Come on, y'all. That's the end to this thing. You know, one thing for sure, two facts. There's a fact you was born, but there's also a fact you're going to die, whether you're rich or poor. Everybody has to go. They can't pay their way. The richest person on this face of this earth can't pay their way out of there. Their money will just be left here for somebody else. And then it'll be left here for somebody else and somebody else, somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Pay your way out. But you can lay aside. Get rid of it. You know what you're doing wrong. We know right from wrong. Even if you don't do it, you know right from wrong. You have a conscience. And the Bible said, and looking unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Don't look unto yourself. Don't look unto these so-called ministers today with all this prosperity that crept in through TBN and all these other gospel say stations and ministers and stuff that was proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and then switched up on you and start bringing in heresy, which means untruth, lies, and false teaching, you know, and start telling you, you know, that there are many ways to God when you've heard all your life that Jesus was the only way. But now the devil has used these ministers to preach to you and to twist up the word of God and say you, tell you there are many ways to God. No, there's not many ways to God. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the truth and he's the life. And you cannot make it no other way but through him. We thank God this morning. Hey, my grandson just came in, and I think, I don't know what time it is, but he should be asleep, but he just bust in here. I tell you, but anyway, Lord, I thank you. Through it all, I thank God. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus, you know. But like I said, you know, we need to seek God. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you, that snares your life. They try to take you away from truth in this last hour. As I said, now we got pastors telling you, you know, that there are many ways to God, and that's not what the Bible says. Jesus is the only way, y'all. You got preachers mocking the word of God, saying that Jesus is not the only way and that God is a failure. That's what Kenneth Copeland said, that God is a failure. I tell you, it's said praying time, y'all, as never before. You need to read the word of God and seek God for yourself so you'll know what the word says. Hell is real, and heaven is a real place. Heaven is just as real as hell, and hell is just as real as heaven. And if it was not so, I tell you, everybody want to live like the devil and say they're going to heaven. Now, you didn't get rid of heaven, but you want to get rid of hell. And that don't mean it's going nowhere because you said you don't want no hell. Now, like Cotton Pierce brought in this heresy, you know, this teaching that of inclusion, include God and everything. You can just do whatever you want to include him in, you know, your life and just doing whatever you want to do with your flesh. No, the Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. These people have lost the fire of God. You know, when you first get married and, you know, you're all excited, you got a passion for your love, for your wife or for your husband, or you just want to be everywhere they go. You just We just got to talk to him all the time and stuff. And that's the way it's supposed to be about Christ. You're supposed to be married to Christ. You're supposed to be committed to him. You're supposed to love him. You're not to commit adultery on your husband, and you're not to commit adultery against God in your relationship with him. He loves you. He cares for you. You know, he sacrificed his life for you. He gave up his life for you. Who do you know is going to give up their son for you? Give up their son's life for you. No man but Jesus. God gave up his only begotten son for you and I. We were in sin, but we need to be born again. How you be born again is through the word of God, the renewing of your mind on today. Invite Christ in. And he will come in. You can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. It's not a big, hard thing to do. He said you can come just like a child to him. Just surrender all. Come to him just being honest and real with God. Lord, I need you. Lord, forgive me. Lord, save me. Lord, cleanse me from unrighteousness. And Lord, I know if you're real, God, lead me throughout the rest of my life. I can't do it on my own, God. I need you to guide me. I need your protection. Talk to him, and he will come in and sup with you. He'll come in and he'll talk to you. And he will lead you and guide you. You know, but like I said, the fire of the Lord is going out of people. They don't have that desire and that, you know, that compassion. You know, like you had when you first got saved. You know, you love God and you want to tell everybody about him. You want to tell what he done for you. You know, if you was a drunk and he, you know, delivered you from alcohol, if you was a prostitute and giving your body to any and everybody, didn't care who you slept with, you know, for a dollar or two, you know, whatever. Or some of you just gave it away free, you know. You just didn't care. You know, but when Christ come in, behold, all things become new. And the way you used to live, you don't want to live that way no longer. You don't want to talk that way. You don't want that way. The places you used to go and, you know, and you don't want to do that no more. He'll come in and he'll transform your mind. You know, he'll change your heart. He'll give you a new lifestyle. Give you new friends, you know. That's when Jesus really comes in. You know, but like I said, the body of Christ has gotten so cold. You know, it's just a sad praying time, y'all. It is a sad praying time. And Revelation 3:17 say, you know, it's talking about because these people are saying I'm rich and I have become wealthy and have, I don't need nothing. And that's what has brought in this, you know, this heresy. This stuff that we're seeing in the church today, you know, brought in hip-hop. God, think of what holy hip-hop. Ain't nothing holy about hip-hop. Ain't nothing holy about rapping. Ain't nothing holy but God's word. It's pure and holy. But these people bringing stuff in from the world and trying to bring it in the church and make it holy. No, God ain't going to take nothing off the altar of Baal. No. He said, lay it aside, all the weight and the sin that so easily begets you and snares you. That's what I mean. But what has caused people to lose their fire for God is, like I said in Revelation 3:17, because you say, I'm rich and I have become wealthy, man, you know, and I need nothing. When you think you arrived, the scripture tells us that him that think, you know, he stands, take heed lest he fall. Now that's in 1 Corinthians 10:12. Be diligent, you know, to go after that which, you know, we found in the faith. Just found in the faith. That you continue in the faith. And the grace that you've already received, what? Through Jesus Christ, through the Bible, through his word. But these people saying, you know, I'm rich, you know, T.D. Jakes, George Meyer and all these preachers that, you know, it's a monopoly because the same preachers going to each other. It's like they the pieces to the puzzle. You know, everybody coming together. doing the same thing. It's all about money, fame, and name. You know, if you don't plant your seed, your $1,000 seed, God ain't going to bless you. That's not the word of God. That's what got people off. They lost their fire for God and got their fire for money, fame, and a name. You know? The Bible say, you say that I'm rich and have become wealthy and, you know, have no need of nothing. Materialism in America has put the fire out. Many people, fire is gone, been consumed up, you know. But we need to, you know, to run after God and get the zeal of God, the heart for God, the mind for God, to do the things that's right for God. Jesus say, and Jesus talked about in Mark 4:19, he said, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desire of other things enter in and choke the word. And it becomes unfruitful when you choke the word. You know, you get the word and you're in that church and you're listening to the word of God, and then after you get out, something ensnare you right back to where you was. You go back to drinking, go back to smoking, go back to, you know, you was sleeping, you know, with some young man in your home, no, you're not married and stuff. And now, you know, they say it's the common law. So a lot of people not even getting married now. They just stay with each other for 20, 30 years, you know, and say, you know, we common law. And yeah, it is common that you would try to make it a law. You know, but I'm telling you, because the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy, wants to take you away from the word of God, don't want you to do right, don't want you to live right, don't want you to do what the Bible says do, because the Bible's our instruction on righteous living, on how we should live, how we should carry ourselves. You say, I need of nothing. I'm satisfied. That's what a lot of people say, you know, feel like you're satisfied. You mean self-satisfied because I got a great retirement plan. I got a great pension, investment on a house, land. Yeah. To say, I don't need God. I don't need God. No fire going out. Don't need God. This is what is taking place in America now. Even with the war going on, people still over here, these preachers and these celebrities, Kirk Franklin and the Clock Sisters, I mean, oh my God, their name is just so great. Where's God's name at? You just worshiping these people. You giving them all your money. There's a conference here and a conference there. It's just money coming to you. And where is Jesus at? Ain't nobody looking for Jesus to come back. They're trying to get everything you can get right here on this earth. Being deceived by the devil. He's deceiving you. He's painting you a pretty picture, but oh my God, in the end, the wages of sin is death. The pay for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. People don't want that. Yeah. Look at the churches in America today. You got a bunch of churchgoers, but nobody being born again. Yeah. These Christians ain't on fire. They ain't been born again. They ain't even saved. A lot of them just grew up in the church like the clock sister and all them. Get up there and talk about their mama, you know, how she made them get up early in the morning and sing, and they didn't want to sing. They couldn't do this and couldn't do that. And even current clock up there on the top or whatever the mess is talking about, you know, mama, my mama say, young ladies don't whistle. And then she started whistling and said, this is for you, mama. That's so disrespectful. I'm telling you, I never seen the world and this nation like it is today. I mean, everything. I mean, they're gone completely away from righteousness. Just unrighteousness. It's just fame and fortune and a name. And T.D. Jackson brought this mess in. When them plays Tyler Perry, like I said, with a dress on and money and a gun. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. And look at the church turned upside down. Everything is unrighteousness. Everything. Now you got leaders. Anybody can lead now. Live any kind of lifestyle and talk about you pastoring folks. Nobody being delivered. Nobody being saved. Nobody being set free. Just do whatever you want to do. Just include in and everything you like but Jesus, true Jesus. Because he said this is another Jesus. He said they'd be coming in his name. You know, saying we, you know, God's doing a new thing and he's over here and he's over there. He said, don't go. Don't go. But people are running because you figure, okay, God is doing something big. Oh, everybody doing it. Well, the Bible said that wide road, destruction, that wide road, everything going on that wide road. But that narrow path, you see a saint every now and then on that narrow path. Because narrow is the way, you know, that leads to salvation, that leads to glory, that leads to heaven. Do anybody want to go? You trying to make your heaven right here on earth. That's what T.D. Jason was saying. His heaven is here on earth. All of a sudden, his heaven is here on earth. When he first came out, he was not saying that. See, people, you start looking at and listening and then compromising. You compromise a little bit. And then after a while, you compromise a little bit more. I remember him doing something. He was standing up in his church and talking about back that thing up, and the people start putting their hands on their mouth like, oh, I can't believe he said that, because they knew that was a secular mess. Things up, and it's getting hot in here. Oh, my God, what happened to the church? What happened to your respect? What happened to the moral? What happened to the value? And plus, he was a Jesus-only minister, and now he called himself, because he's trying to trick you, talking about he's a non-denomination. No, he's not. He's a Jesus only. Jesus only, yes. Y'all need to do y'all research. These people have conned you. And then he had something going on in the church where people were playing bingo on Friday night and saying, you know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. And then come on, you can do contemporary music. You can do jazz over here. You can do swing dancing. You can do the lion dancing. You can do the electric slide. All that stuff that we did when we were in the world, you can do it now. And the young lady, she was up there in his program, but they're talking about, I'm going to invite my brother, my sister, all my family. They can come over here. Why? Because she said, you can do what you want to do over here. And that's what the devil wants, to take you out so you can do whatever you want to do and still claim Jesus. That's another Jesus. Another Jesus, y'all. It's not the Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus is the only way, y'all. We got to get back to the Bible. Get back to truth before time is too late. I pray that T.D. Jason, George Meyer, and all of them come back to the knowledge of the truth, get their life back to God for real, so that they can stop leading people away and astray, scattering God from the word of God, tricking you. He said there'll be false teachers and false prophets coming in the last days, and they are surely in there, and they're taking people away. Their hearts have turned away from God. There's so much filthiness in God's house now. It's a shame. It's a shame, the stuff you see in God's house. Young ladies doing African dances with their legs all up in the air. Everybody in the church ain't saved. And matter of fact, the majority of them is not. It's a sad time that you think you can do anything and say anything. And then Carlton Pierce, he had gotten mad with God because his parents, his grandparents, was ministers, and they had backslid. He said out of his own mouth, they had backslid. Well, if you backslide, that means you're going away from God. But he couldn't fathom in his mind that his grandparents was going to go to hell. Well, the pay for sin is hell. The pay for sin, the wages of sin, it's death, y'all. And it don't matter who it is. But these people, because, you know, they're young, when they started in the house of God, you get these little young men and young women, you put them up. And even today, you still see that. There's a young man that be up on YouTube, and his daddy is pushing him to, you know, to preach. And, you know, they 10, 11, and 12 years old, and 13, and they pastoring the church and preaching to the church. They learn how to do these things. It's just like these singers, these gospel singers like Marvin Sapp and Fred Hammond and all of them, been singing for years and get up there and say a few scriptures and stuff. Then next thing you know, they become preachers. Ain't nobody gave their life to the Lord for real. You know? Come on, y'all need to wake up. This is your soul we're talking about. And nobody, nobody's worth your soul. I don't care how great their name is. When did T.D. Jakes come out? In 1998 or 97, whenever he came out. What did they do before he came out? Who was you serving? Who was you looking to before they came on the scene? Well, you were looking to Jesus, but once these men and women start taking your heart away from God and you start looking to them and worshiping them and forgot all about the true and living God, oh, my God, you need to get your focus back. You don't lose your eyesight. Your eyesight is on flesh and not on God. And the wages and the pay for sin is death. Get your eyes back in the Word of God. Seek God like never before. Seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. He's near right now. He's just as near as I am to you right now with these words that I'm speaking in your ears today. Give your life to Jesus. Lay aside the weight and the sins that so easily beset you. Come on. Give your life to Christ. For real. Come on. There's wars. The Bible says in the last and evil days, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Oh, it's getting close to home, y'all. We better seek God like never before. Everything getting set up for the Antichrist to step in place. Everything is going down, from the grocery store to the clothing store, your house, the White House, every house is going down but the Word of God. Come on. Thank Jesus, y'all. Come on. There's a lot of filth going on in the house of God, all in the name of Jesus. It's another Jesus. There are not many ways to die. Like I always say, there ain't many ways to go to New York. You can't get to New York going south. You got to go up north. And you can't get to New York down south. So there are not many ways. There's not many ways, y'all. Come on. Shake yourself. Repent. Repent. Every one of us, repent. Give your heart. Give your life to God. Trying for yourself, telling you violence filling the land all over this nation. Violence. They said there's so many people, though. I think over 2,000 people was killed over in Israel. You know? Oh, my God. And people still not crying out to God. That people all over the nation. There's a wars all over the nation. Wars in your home. Wars in your life. Battles of the mind. You're hearing people say they got hurt in church. So the hurt that they got in church, they had a motive to go after the church, to destroy the church, to take the pastors and leaders down. What happened to you? And then you hear people say, well, they're hypocrites in the church. They're hypocrites everywhere. They're hypocrites on your job. There's hypocrites in the grocery store. You're not going to the grocery store no more, so you're not going to eat, right? That's an excuse. That's an excuse. You just don't be one. You just don't be a hypocrite. If you got hypocrites around you, you don't be one. You speak truth. You speak life. You speak righteousness. You live holy. You live right. You do the right thing. Even when wrong is all around about you, you have to give an account for yourself. Oh, my God. We're living in the end time, y'all. And Jesus coming knocking at any time. People leaving here. Even as we speak right now, somebody's gone. And you never know when he's going to come knocking at your door. We here to read the church. We want to tell you, be ready. Jesus is coming. The love of men is waxing cold, y'all. People don't love like they used to. This is a time like never before. Can't you see the sign? Attention to the sign. Signs are important. God show you a sign because it's a reason. He wants you to see. And don't act like you don't see it. Don't say that sign is for somebody else. No, that sign for you. Examine you. See, where are you? Just look around. This nation is going down. Going down. Your family's going down. Jobs. Robots taking over your job. Oh, my God. Yeah. There's so much going on in this wicked, evil world. But we here at the Ready Church tell you the safest place in the whole wide world is to be in God's will, which is his word today. Try him. Stop holding stuff. Forgive and live. You may say, well, so-and-so did the wrong thing, treat me so bad. I can never forgive. You can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. And you forgive him for yourself. Even if the person don't forgive you and you ask for forgiveness, that's on them, not you. Come on. Don't be stubborn. Don't let the devil use whole things to destroy you with. Give it up. You'll feel so much better. He'll give you peace that surpasses your own understanding that you won't even understand yourself. Oh, yes. If you're smoking or you're drinking and, you know, and on the pack of cigarettes and say, you know, may cause cancer. I mean, so some things right there in your face. Give it up. Call on him while he's near. He got you listening to the Ready Church for a reason. It's not about me. It's about you and your relationship with Christ. It's about you getting a relationship with Jesus. It's about you seeking God for yourself. Come on. He loves you. He cares for you. So many young people. I just read another article, where there was a mother that her young son just like killed. He worked the streets. And the mother, she wants to get his hair. He had dreads infused into her hair. Telling you so many things that we're hearing people talking about soaking in the grave and all that stuff, going to the graveyard, soaking up people's spirit inside of you. Oh, this is so demonic. Do y'all not know the enemy is behind this stuff? And like I said, even some of the witches and ex-witches and warlocks looking at the church and saying, why are they celebrating demonic stuff? Stuff that the darkness that these people worked in for years, and your people don't even realize how dangerous it is for your soul and how dangerous it is for your family. And then there was another article my daughter was telling me about, something with the Winnie the Pooh or something the teacher had showed it to the kids or something. And now they at the school, they got to have somebody come in with mental health to assist these young people from looking at Winnie the Pooh, something to do with some blood and honey or something. I mean, so much demonic stuff out here. And why are you trying to teach your kids? You tell your kids to stay away from strangers, but you send them to strangers to get some candy. Can't you just get them some candy? I mean, why are you doing that? A lot of people have lost their kids during this time. From candy, poison candy, glazing the apples and all that kind of stuff. Why do you want to take a risk? You want to risk? You want to play Russian roulette with your life, with your children's life, for a piece of candy that the devil's behind? Come on, y'all. Devil want a sacrifice, a dead sacrifice. God want a living sacrifice, but the devil want a dead sacrifice. Yeah, people sacrifice their loved ones for fame or fortune and the name. Want to make it up. You know, like the young lady said on the video that we did years ago, the only way you're going to make it up in the high ranks with record deals and, you know, and making it up, you know, these big mega pastors and stuff. And you got to sacrifice somebody. You got to sacrifice a loved one. Is it worth it for the fame and fortune of this world? And you, at the end, hell going to be your home? Because you sacrifice on a loved one for fame? Is it worth it? Oh, my God. For the things of this world, sister. It's so sad. It's so sad. Come on, y'all. Repent. Give your life to Christ. Try him. And Lord, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. And I was told to try you, Jesus. I done tried everything. I tried alcohol. I tried drinking it away, sexing it away. And, you know, all these things I've tried and nothing. They told me to try you, Jesus. So I'm going to give you a try. So we at the Ready Church just want to tell you, try Jesus. Why? You have a chance. Why the blood running warm in your veins, clothes in your right mind, that activity of your limbs. It's so sad what we see in the church today. Singers, famous people, people talking about they got fans. And, oh, my God, where's Jesus at? Where's Jesus? Y'all worshiping men, celebrities, and the Clark sisters, and Kirk Franklin, and he gyrating and writing nasty like Michael Jackson, Prince. And, oh, my God. Shaking their butt, and even TV tape. Oh, my God. What happened? What's happening to the church? Come on, y'all. You see it. Don't act like you don't see it. See, the thing that you're going to ignore is the thing going to destroy you. The Bible said my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Pay attention, y'all. Fame and fortune, everything going down but the word of God. Try Jesus today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today. Continue to lead us and guide us in every way. Lord, we pray for that young lady, that young man that's yoked up, bound up, and the enemy's talking to them to take their life. Don't do it. Tell you to jump on the bridge and, you know, cut yourself. Oh, take those pills. Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Try Jesus today. We pray for you on today that God will regulate your thoughts and that you will seek his word, and his word you will find everything you need in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
God bless you. You're here at the Ready Church. Just want to make a difference. Come on. Surrender. Give it all up. Give it up. You'll be so glad you did. He loves you. And we here at the Ready Church love you too. And even though the Bible says you'd be hated for his name's sake, we here at the Ready Church, we love you. Don't give up. Hold on. Surrender all.
With my whole heart worship you. Lift my hands and give you praise. Promise you that for my whole heart worship you. just to you. How I long to be in your presence, and with my whole heart worship you.